Archbishop Mark Coleridge has led the Archdiocese of Brisbane for the last 13 years. Now, as he steps into retirement, we reflect on his commitment and share our gratitude for his service.
Our connections in the diocese go back to me being the Dean of the Cathedral as you arrived and being able to help with the organisation of your installation. And right from that moment, you set the diocese into a missionary mode.
What we got and what we know is God delivered for us. What we received is a man with great intellect and indeed a great leader. He sat and he listened and I believe understood immediately the culture of what was the Brisbane Archdiocese.
Archbishop Mark's leadership was shaped not only by his vision for the church, but by the kind of man he is.
We have had the blessing and the privilege of Mark Coleridge's leadership of the Archdiocese of Brisbane. It has been an absolute pleasure to get to know this learned teacher and leader who is a priest, a preacher, a man of learning and a man of laughter. But he does that with a special touch of humanity.
He's a good company to have around. He knows how to have fun and knows when to be serious. All I can say, he is very kind, generous and hospitable. Also, he is very intelligent. I always enjoy his homilies.
I have to say that his homilies have been among the most powerful we have ever heard, straight to the heart and staying there.
You have been a great father and a wonderful bishop to me and to everyone in the Archdiocese of Brisbane. You are a role model. Through your teaching, you have given me an example to follow.
A bishop's life is about his relationship with his flock, reflecting the love of the Good Shepherd, who leaves the 99 to go after the one.
He was a great support, and a lot of people don't realise this. He has a pastoral heart in that he wants to get the best for people in Brisbane, that he wants people in Brisbane to know their faith.
One of the biggest changes that I have seen during Archbishop Mark's time here in Brisbane has been his inclusion of women in some of his key advisory groups. I have been privileged to be one of those women and have appreciated his trust in me.
The shining light, Archbishop Mark, you valued what was right and good instead of what was popular, and it made me feel accepted and valued as a person.
Archbishop Mark Coleridge has seen through his ordained ministry faithfully for more than 50 years. For that and more, we say thank you.
So thank you for your visionary words and the way that you are able to bring forth the gospel in creative ways.
You've never hesitated to support us, personally connecting with our donors or speaking at our gatherings, whether that be in a marquee in your backyard or on top of a hill in the grounds of All Hallows.
I'd just like to acknowledge all the wonderful things that you've done for the Catholic Church and for people and for me and my family since you've been here in Brisbane. You've moved the needle here in Brisbane, and who would have thought that on your retirement you'd actually be going to become a Queenslander, actually stay here.
From the solemn to the silly, thank you for your trust in me, for your guidance, and for the many moments of laughter that made even the busiest days lighter.
Mark Coleridge leaves this enriching episcopate with a stupendous Christian legacy. He will continue to inspire, continue to generate Christian devotion and goodwill.
Thank you, Your Grace, and we wish you wellness and much joy and peace in your next chapter. Blessings on blessings on you.